Thanks for joining us this Tuesday afternoon. We're glad that you've come. Brother Freedom has just arrived, and he's been given a lot of wonderful scriptures from the Lord. The Holy Spirit's going to help him, and we're believing that the Holy Spirit's going to help you on this Tuesday afternoon here, but some other time where you are. But God knows how to connect all these times together, because he's the master over time. He's the creator of time. And we just love him, and we're so glad for the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we would be unable to do anything. Father, we thank you for how you're going to anoint Brother Freedom today. We thank you for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. We thank you, Lord, for the powerful leading of the Holy Spirit. We're trusting you, Father, to touch Brother Freedom, because we know he's just a mouthpiece for you. And if you don't touch him, then there'll be no message. Lord, we give this living room and this house to you for your purposes. And we thank you, Lord, for using them today. Thank you for touching the many, many people that are listening in various parts of the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful. And so without, we realize that without you, we're nothing. I realize without you, there's no meaning. You are the reason for everything. Father, I just thank you, and I praise you. I thank you for your goodness, for your saving grace. I thank you that you still remain the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you change not. And Lord, I thank you for your provisions you've given to us. Lord, that you see us as sometimes children, not as super spiritual. You see us as a child of yours. We thank you for that uplifting that only you can do. And we just give you praise. We give you glory. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Savior, our provider, our keeper, our friend, the one that helps us, the one that makes his face to shine upon us. Be gracious unto us. We thank you, Lord, forevermore. We thank you for all the good things. We thank you for every good and perfect gift. We thank you for all the blessings. We thank you for Jesus. And we thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm going to start with the 23rd Psalms, because the Lord really gave me some direction on the 23rd Psalms, and might get through a little ways through it, hopefully. But it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You know, we don't have to want. We shouldn't have any wants. The Bible says we don't have anything that we should pull us back or pull us down. We have nothing but God's promises. He promises he'll never leave us. He never forsake us. His eyes over the righteous and his ears open to his cry. I just thought of this so much. The Lord is my shepherd. You know, we have to make the Lord, the shepherd, the Lord of our life. And through that, I shall not want. You know, when we're sick, we know we're in perfect hands. When I had my stroke, I felt so secure in the Lord. I felt so at ease, so peaceful. I guess the Lord would take me home, I would just go home easy-like, because I really didn't feel, I just felt joy unspeakable, full of glory in my spirit. But you know, we have reasons because we're not healed. We have reason because we have lacks in our life, lacking for things. And God is the sufficiency that keeps us with no lack. When you're not wanting, there's no lack. The Bible says that we're to be content whatever state we're in. Sometimes our desires might be more than what God wants us to have. But I'm sure that God wants us all to be healthy. I'm sure that he wants us to be happy. I'm sure that he wants to heal us, because his son paid full that we might receive our healing. That price was paid on Calvary's cross, that we might this day live a life, a living in the Lord's luxury. With God is a luxurious life. Without the Lord, we're just troubles. But you know, that I shall not want, that comes into our being when we're wanting to get healed. Whether we're in the process of life, that we don't have to really be, we have that faith that God is going to meet my need, that God is going to come and touch me. You know, we can be like Israel. They couldn't come into the rest. The fourth chapter of Hebrews, it says, the Israelites never could come into, actually, into the rest. This 23rd Psalms also, down farther, talks about, maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. You know, when you think about it, green pastures is somewhere that's just so special. You know, I can just see it now. Boy, I'm just out there, and the cool breeze is just coming across you. And I mean, you're just a happy sheep. But we are the sheep of His pasture. We're His people. And God wants us to be content. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be assured that He'll never leave us. It says it so as He takes care of the sparrow, takes care of the bird fowls of the air, and so the grass of the fields, He will take care of us. We're more worthy, worth more than what the sparrow is or the beast of the fields. We're above those things. And God wants to help us. He wants to uplift us. He wants to encourage us. So I won't have to want. What causes me to want is if I get where I'm walking in unbelief, and I truly believe, I'm talking to someone out there right now, you have a little unbelief, we are walking in fear. And fear is a great, that's a great power of darkness that comes to all of us. But we've got to guard ourselves against this. When we feel that spirit of fear, that spirit of concern, we need to seek God and call upon, and resist it. Bible says, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to us. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from us. At those times, at that time, we need to call upon God. We need to seek God. We need to really seek the Lord for our strength. We need to seek Him for the day that we need that power, that blessing. Because He wants to make us where we have no wants. And that word, no want, is something that, you know, if you have something and you don't have any wants, you have no need. You have no need of substance. If you got enough money, you really don't need no more money. If you got good health, you've got good health. So your lack has been fulfilled. You're complete. You're everything that, it's right up to snuff. In the Bible says, the talking goes down a little bit. These all scriptures sort of tie together. But the renewing of your mind, the renewing, you know, the renewing is something that I know a lot about because I was a mechanic. And when you renew something, you're making it back as new. You're taking it and making it over. And that's what God does with us continually. As we have no want, but when we have fear, we have doubts, these things causes us to lose our grip on the things that God has given us. We don't have that power, that anointing. We don't have that proposal that God is by our side. He says He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. His eyes are on the right, over the righteous, and His ears are open to their cries. We lose that great blessing, that knowing that God is with us. Our God is there to help us. Our God's there to strengthen us. Our God's there to uplift us, to encourage us, to make His face to shine upon us, to be gracious and help us in the times of trouble. We have failures sometimes when we realize that God is there on our side all the time. We feel like we're alone, but He says, I'll never leave you. He says, I'll never forsake you. His eyes are upon the righteous, and His ears are open to their cries. He hears us when we cry upon Him. He hears us when we call. The Bible says, call on me and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Going back up, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. And that restoring, we all need this. We all need that. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. The Bible says, the 12th chapter of Romans, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We all need that rebuilding. We need that remaking. We need that retouch. We need that Today I feel there's some out there that you're going through hard times, and God wants to bless you. He wants to uplift you. He wants to help you. He wants to give you, encourage you this day. The Lord is the answer. You don't have to walk. God's paid full that you don't have to walk. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. God wants to give you a overload of His blessing. He wants to give you more abundant of His righteousness. He wants to help you to live a life that will be very determined in your life, that you'll have a real walk. You're going to do the will of God. We need this as we walk life's pathway, because there's problems through life that we see, feel that we have wants. We have wants. We feel like that we're not getting through. We feel like that we're not really where we should be. A lot of times it's us, but a lot of times it's an enemy too. We feel like that we're not doing enough for the Lord. And this causes us to back off a little bit. This causes us to lose our faith. Because when we're not with it in the Lord, even though we're maybe righteous before God, there's something about ourselves that makes us draw back, because we're not really where we should be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we need an up-to-date experience of God every day. We need to call upon Him. We need to seek His face in a very special way, because He's coming back through the clouds of glory, and we need to be ready that we will have no want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You don't have to want. You can have His power, your blessing. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He makes me lie down in green pastures. It means I need some rest. He'll give you that rest. You know, when you out here and everything is going wrong, your body doesn't really rest. But when everything is going right, you can go to sleep at night and you're not troubled. Your heart's coming back to normal. Your body is not in trouble. So we realize that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And God is the one that controls this body that we have. He helps us to reinstate us day by day, that we might walk up right before Him in His blessings, His counsel, in His direction. We might have the Holy Ghost from heaven. We need the Holy Ghost promised to touch us every day, so that we have that power that I shall not walk. You know, I really believe that one of the things that I've found out in life, and I feel it here this day, there's only one really area, if we get lax in that one area, is the Holy Ghost. That's why we have to have His power. We're made to operate in the Holy Ghost. God sent forth His Son, Jesus, and Jesus said it's needful that He went away. If He went away, He would send forth a Comforter. And so He went away. Jesus went back to heaven and preparing us an eternal home. And He's doing a good job. He's there making intercession for us with groanings daily. He prays for us continually. But the Spirit of God, He sent it back here. And the Spirit of God is upon this earth right now doing the work of God. He's doing a work, a mighty work in the hearts of His people that will yield themselves to Him. We need to yield to Himself, because unless we yield ourselves, He cannot use us. That's one department that we have to do ourselves. We have to continually keep yielding ourselves to the call of God. We have to make ourselves available. We have to say, Lord, here am I. You may not need me there right now, but if you need me, I'm here. I'm here to do thy will. And we need to really seek God as an everlasting. You know, Israel was just like we are. They were human. And they went out to the wilderness, and they went for quite a few years. And they was in and out, up and down. And I think that's a picture of our lives, most of us. We're up and down, in and out. We need to really be more constant. We need to be more seeking God, staying in there, having His approval in our life daily, that I should not want, that I would have His blessings. I would have an overflow of God's glory. I'd have an overflow of the glory of God. I would have an overflow of the Holy Ghost in my life. I would have an overflow of His presence. And where His Spirit is, there is liberty. I would have that liberty. And liberty means a freedom that we need. And us people, we need freedom. With that want is part of the freedom. And that's what the trouble I was thinking about with the wants is, if you don't have freedom, you're not going to really have the success of God until you let go and let the Spirit of God, the having that liberty in the Spirit of God, you'll never have that freedom. But God, you can do all you can do, but unless you have that up-to-date power with God daily, you seek His face forevermore, there's something missing in your life. You have not that freedom. And we all need to get even closer to God. We need to be on fire for God. And Revelation that says, either hot or cold, or not lukewarm. And I'll tell you, many of us, myself included, we can get lukewarm very fast. And pretty soon you're lukewarm, and you're not really as hot as you once were. And your things have upset you, your desires. And you, when you have to pray, it takes a little longer to get started. It takes a little longer to get hear the voice of God. It takes a little longer. And we need that up-to-date power every day of our life, that we're instantly in the presence of the Lord. We're instantly having His favor upon us, that I shall not want. Without that, we're going to want. We're going to come up minus. We're going to come up without the power. We're going to come up without the knowing. We're going to come up with the want within us. We're going to come up without the desire. We're going to come up lacking in the Spirit of God. And God wants alive unto Him. We need to be alive unto the Spirit of God. And guide unto the Spirit of God. You know, we need to have His presence. You know, when I first started this service here today, I was not having what I feel right now. We need that alive in the Lord. We need to be alive in the Spirit of God. We need to have that anointing. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. We need the anointing of the Spirit of God all times. But the anointing which you have received of Him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teaches you, but as the same anointing teaches you His truth and is no lie, and even as He has taught you, abide in Him. That's very simple. That's it. That is the great problem. And all the scriptures, they all link back to the same cause. It's the Holy Spirit problem. It's the Holy Spirit. We're not yielding to the one that can help us. We're not yielding to the Spirit of God that's alive here in this land today. He's alive here. We put Him back. We put Him away. We don't want Him to come out many times in churches. We want to sit back there, and when we're praying, what's wrong with our church? What's wrong with our church when he's not in power? You know, it's just like if you go to a country and certain group of people were in power, you have freedom. When the Holy Ghost is in power, you have freedom. When something else, when self gets in power, you lose. You lose. I shall not want. When you're in your own power, you're going to want. As long as the Holy Spirit's in power, you're going to not want. But any first time that you in your own self, you're going to want. You're not going to have enough of. You're not going to be able to pray for that sick person. You're not going to give those right words that you need to edify the Spirit of God. You need that. You're not going to have that anointing. You're not going to have that kindness in your heart. You're not going to have that the agape love in you. You're going to be favored and feel the things of darkness. You're going to feel the doubts, the fears. And you're going to be, where there's fear, there's torment. And that's what's happened to so many people. That's why they can't get healed. They got fear. They got torment. They got suicidal things in them. That's what I said, suicidal by the Spirit of God. Because any time we go against the Spirit of God, that's what we're doing to ourselves. We're actually making a suicide attempt in our life because there is no purpose. Without the Spirit of God, you need that up-to-date power that'll keep you up-to-date. If there's no suicide in your life at all, just think about it. Some of these times you're out here, you're actually working in a suicide spirit because that, when any time you're not uplifting the Holy Ghost, you're in a suicide spirit because He is the one that can help you. He is the one that can save you. He is the one that God gives upon this land. He is the director of every Christian work here. He's the director of every good and perfect gift. He is the worker. He is the one, the supreme being that God put in the force here. If we need to let Him, if we let Him go, we're in trouble. And I tell you, when we're in trouble, we're going to have some wants. We don't have no wants, and If he's in league, if he's in power, where his spirit is, there is liberty. And God will bless you. He'll have power. You'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You'll speak to death and they shall hear. You'll do great and mighty works from heaven because you're led by the Spirit of God. And any time you get where you're not led by the Spirit of God, you're going to be an outlaw because you're working in a realm that you're not working in the commandments of God, and that makes you outward from God, and you're going to be an outlaw. You're going to be an outlaw because you're working in a realm that God is not aware of. You're an outlaw. You're out there in a realm that God's not with you. You're an outlaw. That's terrible. Outlaws are put in jail. But that's what we do with God. He is the glory. He is the glory. And I don't want to be included as an outlaw when it's out with someone else that God doesn't recognize. That puts me in harm's way. That puts me there with Satan himself. And I don't want no part of that imp. I don't want no part of what he has. And you don't want him either. You need to be away from him. You need to seek God in a very special way. All you people this day, you need to love God and call upon him and say, I want your the one that you sent for me. I want him to fill me. I want him to walk beside me. I want him to go with me. And so I won't have to walk no longer. For my power will be anointed from you this day. I want to have a visitation of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to have victory this day. I'm going to have success this day. And I won't have to walk no longer. I'm going to walk in his victory. I'm going to walk in his power. I'm going to walk in his anointing. And I will walk in his shelter. I will walk in his calling. I will walk in his liberty. And I will walk justified by him. And I will walk before him as a saint for his blessing. And without that, I am not a saint. I'm actually an evil one because I'm against what God has erected as his sovereign will. And any time we're against what his sovereign will is, we're at enmity with him. We're doing the will of the opposite way. And we need to really seek God. We need to call upon him because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And that's why we need the Holy Ghost to keep us. That I shall not want. I've never had real victory until I prayed for those 8 years. And then I found I shall not want. And when I've had no want, I mean, I can go down and lay hands on a caterpillar piece of equipment. And it would be healed. I would see God do miraculously because I was walking through the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God that you churches need. It's the Spirit of God that you need in your Sunday school class. It's the Spirit of God that you need in your trail houses. It's the Spirit of God that's there to anoint you. It's the Spirit of God that'll uplift you this day. And you need to get in touch with him. You need to be real to you because he will make you what you need to be. The Lord is your shepherd. But if you leave out his Spirit, you're going to want to have a lot of wants because that his Spirit is there to help you. The Holy Spirit is there to have what he emphasizes on. If he wants to speak with tongues, you need to listen at it. If he needs to give you a prophecy, you need to listen to it. If whatever he has for you, you need to address it as being from your Heavenly Father. It's so. And you're not going to take it as just as some bad thing. But I hear a lot of churches saying bad things about my Holy Spirit because that has made them and puts them in a place that they have a lot of wants. I tell you, they have prayer lists, great prayer lists. They got prayer requests. And I tell you, we need to get to some place where those prayer requests can be answered, where those prayer requests can be fulfilled. Those prayer requests can be part of our lives. We need it daily. We need to not have to jump in and out praying. We need to be in prayer all the time. We need to pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks for this the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That I would have no wants. I would have success in the Lord Jesus Christ. I would walk in his blessing. I would walk in his fellowship. I would walk in his calling. I would walk in his liberty. I would walk under his mighty umbrella. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the All. I can walk No ill shall fall me, nor plague shall come out of my dwelling. He shall give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways, and they shall bear me up to the hands, lest I may even dash my foot against the stone. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is here as a real spokesman. He is here up to date. He's here to uplift you. He's here to encourage you. He's here to make you over. He's here to supply your wants, to make you do be a have a like a vessel that has brand new paint, how it shines. The Christians need to shine. They need to shine for glory. They need to be happy. They need to have all they need, the glory of God. They happy, happy, happy. I see so many dry Christians that should not be. They should be happy. They should have no want. The Lord is my shepherd. They can say, I shall not want. But they have wants because they're leaving off the comforter. The comforter that God gives to help us. That comforter that God gives us to be reinstated. That comforter that gives us power. That comforter that gives us liberty. The power, the one that's going to take us back when Jesus comes. It is the Holy Spirit is going to bring us back to Jesus. He's doing a good job and he's going to do a good job. But don't cripple yourself no longer. Get out there in yourself and you're going to be crippled. And you're real crippled. You can't be a good spokesman for the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants you to be having all of your senses electrified by the Spirit of God. You'll have your senses, your liberty in the Spirit of God be alive. There's people I see that claim to have the Spirit of God, but they're really not full of the Spirit. We need to be alive. We need to be alive in the Spirit of God. We need to have it all out for God. Greater is He that's within me. He is with the world. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Oh, hallelujah, we need to glorify God. We need to praise Him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all of my fears. The Lord does want to bring us through these pitfalls. And there's a lot of pitfalls. That's how come. There's a lot of wants. But if we can get where we should be with the Lord, there's no wants. There's no wants. Hear me. There's no wants. You're healed. You've received, your mind is renewed. Your heart is changed. Your whole system is going a different direction than it was a little while ago. It's almost like Christians are going wrong. Desperately. I've been around them. When the Holy Ghost is there, it's like a whole different operation. He wants to electrify you, but He needs to glorify you that you can glorify Him. That's what it revolves in. He makes us where we can glory in the Lord, that we might be a vessel of praise, that we might be a vessel of honor, that we might be a vessel of purpose, that we might have a vessel of eternal life, that we might be in life to that one that's buried, that one that's walking, that we see so many times, they're walking in unconcernedness, where they're walking in things that cause them to stumble. We need to give that prayer, that word of life, that word to encourage our brother, our sister, that we have that word of knowledge from God the Father, God the Son, and it'll change their being, it will change the power, it will change the anointing, it will change the direction, it will give them holiness instead of ugliness, it'll give you glorified instead of sadness. We get so many schisms that's not from God. And these schisms have a way of bringing us down to man's level. And we cannot make this life in a man's level. We got to get in God's level. And He'll surely help us. He'll help minister His love, His strength, His power. I pray that God will send forth the latter rain upon your people this day. I pray that you'd anoint them. I pray that you'd give them windows of heaven of mighty blessings upon them. I pray that you rebuild them, reinstate them, reconform them, re-uplift them. The mighty power of God upon them. Give them liberty. Give them peace forevermore. Give them therefore be justified by faith. We have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray for that outpouring of faith. We pray for the outpouring of the glory of God. We pray that the liberty be sanctified by the Spirit of God in the holiness from heaven. We thank you, Lord. We praise this, Lord, that something's happening in the heavenlies. And when something happens in the heavenlies right now, if you have a need out there, God's going to heal you this moment. If things are changing right now, you can receive right now. You can receive where you couldn't hear a little bit ago. You can receive power. You can receive blessing. You can receive a new man, a new heart, a new woman. Hey, whatever you need, it's available because God will, if God be for you, who can be against you? And there's nothing to come against you right now. You can get your healing. You can get being justified by faith that God will anoint you forevermore and he'll keep you out of harm's way. He will keep you. No wants will be in your life no longer. You'll have abundance of God's wants. You'll be full of God's wants. You'll not have a lack of God, but you're going to have abundance of God's blessing upon you. You'll blessing, be a blessing to when someone's around you. You'll be a blessing. You'll walk in God's victory. You'll walk in his presence. You'll walk in the fullness, being moved upon by the Spirit of God. Lord, we praise you this day. We thank you this day. We pray for the anointing this day. We pray that you'll bless our brothers, our sisters out there that need that special blessing. Whatever they need this day, we claim that healing touch in the wonderful name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the Holy Ghost. We claim it. We claim it as being victory. We claim it. We claim it. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that's been made real. Oh, I praise you. We don't have to have no want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He'll make you lay down in green pasture. He leadeth you beside the still water. He'll bring you down where it's flat. That's what still waters mean. Not steep no more. When you're in flat ground, you're not going to have to worry about have to climb hills or that because it's all flat. And God restoreth your soul. He'll lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He'll lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk, yea, though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that you'll fear no evil. You'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. You know, I will face it here a couple months ago. And yea, though you know, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. And I, the Lord is with me. And the Lord be with thee. He'll comfort you. He'll uplift you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is in. He's there to help us. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That today, everyone, hear me. Thou, Jesus is with us. Thou art with me. Thy rod, the rod of God, and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou knowest my hand with oil, my cup runneth over. That's the Holy Ghost. God will come, your cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. You'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. It'll happen. It'll happen. He that dwell in the secret place most high shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And says, I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. And surely he shall comfort thee. He will bless you. No evil shall fall thee. Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. No, there's no good thing will he with God withhold from them that walk upright before him. That God will bless you this day. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth. He shall set strong on behalf whose heart is made perfect toward you. In him, he will help you. He will uplift you. He will encourage you this day. I pray that God's blessing will be upon you evermore. Bless your people in a mighty way. We pray for the love of God to be upon them. We pray that they'll be healed where the need is here, that they receive it with gladness right now, and they receive their healing in the wonderful name of Jesus. To God be the glory, to God be all praise, God be all honor. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for the victory. We thank you. It's been done in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen, amen, and amen. And God bless you all. We love you. We love you. We love you. God bless you. God bless you forevermore. God bless you. God bless you out there. God bless you. God bless you too. God bless you. God bless each one of you. God bless you. Meet your needs. God's there to uplift you, to encourage you this day. God bless you. Receive it with gladness. Receive it right now. God wants to bless you in a mighty way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. God bless you. Glory. Glory.